The bill makes several changes to DCF. They include creating a criminal offense for abandoning a child, seeking to improve child abuse investigators' qualifications, and making sure most new employees hired after January 1st of next year hold a degree in social work. And Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel says they're common sense changes.
Child abuse is primarily a social problem. We send a firefighter to fight fires. We need to send a social worker to do social work.
The bill also directs the DCF secretary to appoint an assistant secretary of child welfare who would manage child protection welfare services, and that person's qualifications are also outlined. Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dietert offered an amendment that states the person must either have a social work background or at least 7 years of experience in child welfare services.
The fact that we're going to call for the social worker degrees excludes many qualified candidates, including the current assistant secretary, who under this bill would not qualify for his own job.
Lawmakers also approved a change from Miami Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla, putting in place certification requirements for all child welfare workers. That would include the newly hired social workers under the bill. Sobel appeared resistant to the idea at first, but Diaz de la Portilla later swayed her.
It's an additional level of training and protection. You get a social work degree, you know, today. You know, it's a good idea that every year you continue to grow your knowledge base, that every year you have to recertify that you're adhering to a code of ethics. It allows you something that you can pull in case somebody who may be very well qualified and well intentioned today, somewhere down the line, cannot meet certification requirements because of a course of conduct that he or she chose to engage in.
There is also another bill that seeks to make sure non-relatives can be compensated for taking in foster kids. Currently, that's only done for relatives. The bill also directs DCF to make sure siblings are kept together when they go into the state's foster care system. Miranda Phillips, a former foster kid and a member of foster care advocacy group, 40 Youth Shine, says it would have helped her.
I came into foster care when I was 12. My brother was 9. I aged out at 18. Me and my brother were separated shortly after being put in care. I went to an all-girls group home, and he went to a foster home. In the beginning, we had visits, but they started to get canceled or rescheduled. We had one birthday together and no holidays. Me and my brother's relationship started to fade because of the lack of communication.
It also directs the department to conduct a probe immediately following any child death to make sure the units known as critical incident rapid response teams identify the root cause and determine if a policy change is needed. The Senate panel is still looking into concerns about community-based care agencies or CBCs that work with DCF to help provide child welfare services. The measure creates a group made up of community volunteers that will make recommendations to the CBCs, and retired Ocala physician Mike Jordan called that intrusive. His group, the Marion County Children Alliance, works closely with CBCs.
We really are just introducing another layer of oversight. We have DCF, which is the governmental layer, who's responsible at least indirectly to you all. And we also have the community board of our CBC, Kids Central. And I can tell you, these are community leaders. These are people who want to be on the board. I see this level that you're suggesting as being intrusive, frankly.
In addition to those bills, the Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee unanimously agreed to move another bill forward that directs DCF to work with the State Health Department and the Agency for Healthcare Administration to provide care for children who need persistent medical attention. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.